ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Bitch Town? How it is? What it would be, should be, could be. Barry Laminack, Nick Sciarra, yours truly, Joel Blank, the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Feeling really sharp today after a big bad meal and fun time at the B&B last night.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was good meats.
People, if you don't know, you better ask somebody about B&B Butchery on Washington Avenue. Because if you want to not only get edumacated on all things cows, beef, steak, cattle, and the proper steak to eat, as well as great food and drinks, you need to check out B&B.
I was surprised how many people that I, like, because I texted out the menu that we were going to be eating.
Yeah.
And then some of the other stuff. And people were texting back like, oh, I was just there last week. I love that place. Oh, I'm going this week. I hope you wore your fat pants. It's so good.
Yeah, I texted my friend. He said the same thing. He's like, oh, that's a solid spot. You're going to B&B.
Yeah. One of two places in Texas and nine in the country that serve real Kobe beef.
Yeah.
Oh, I had never seen Kobe beef before. Not like legit. Not like the stuff you get at the grocery store that's not really Kobe beef. It looked like graph paper. That's the only way I could describe it is there was, think of like small squares on a graph paper. And it was like, that's the meat. And then the lines on the graph paper was the fat. That's how marbled it was. It was absolutely insane and ridiculously good. And then they had wine pairing, which I'm not a wine drinker, but I was last night for some reason.
Yeah, you were.
I was.
I was knocking them back.
Yeah. It was just an unbelievable experience, man. I'm super glad that they invited us. That was really cool.
It was great. And I mean, when I say you get educated, they take you through the entire process. They actually dry age all of their meat in their own dry aging facility on premise, which is very rare. They're one of, I think, only eight or nine places in the country that are certified Kobe beef servers. And in the process of all of that, you find out that a lot of places that when they say they're giving you Kobe beef or a Kobe beef filet or whatever it is, steak.
They're lies.
They're lying.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all. And they're extremely thorough about their whole process, you know, all the waste, you know, wasted meat that they have to throw away because of their process and the dry aging process.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it costs so
crazy.
Much. But they're extremely thorough.
I've never sat in on anything like that before.
Never.
Me either.
That was really cool. And then the owner and the chef are there the whole time talking to us. It was really cool, man. I tell you what, it is a place that I would go. I mean, that's an anniversary place for sure. And my wife loves a good steak. So I'm like, okay, well, that's definitely going to have to be in the rotation now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to, and especially if you get people from out of town, and you really want to do it up, or you've got like a business meeting and you want to really impress somebody.
Yeah.
That's the
place.
Or
you have
to
a
go.
Wife and an anniversary and you want to have sex.
Yeah.
When they have the sexy time
after
that night.
After all, I mean, it's all about the meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what it is. If you get your priorities straight, it is.
Be like, you get some Kobe beef, then you get some Barry beef. What?
Cocktail weenie should not be compared with
all
the
right,
finest
now.
In state.
I was swimming, Joel. I was swimming. Okay. One time.
Okay. Quick Nick
it was cold.
Quick Nick had
let's
a yard
cut to the
sale.
Chase.
Yeah, Quick Nick had a yard sale on his plate. So
I've never been so embarrassed of another man in my whole life
because I knew this was going to be brought up eventually.
We had a 12-course meal. If you looked around the plates, and every course they bring you, I say 12-course meal, but they give you different pieces of steak to sample. Literally, maybe two bites, right? Each piece?
No.
Two to three pieces.
You should
right?
cut it up and savor yeah. it because it's that expensive.
Yeah. But no way, shape, or form should you be having leftovers.
No. No.
So about... What was it,
most Barry? Men would. All men wouldn't.
So I'm sitting across from Barry. What are we, eight courses in?
Yeah, we're like on that list that I tweeted out.
No, there's
out.
Like two left by the time.
Okay,
I,
so we're 10 out of 12. Yeah. Barry and I glance over at Nick. And he literally has a yard sale on his plate. Everyone else's plate is clean. And AJ is just like salivating looking at Nick's plate like, if you're not going to eat that, bro. And he's like, don't you bring it up on air. And we're like, what are you doing?
Actually, he said, I know this is going to come up on air. He knew.
Yeah, I knew for sure. Especially
first
when AJ was like.
He said, don't.
He knew once he tapped at about the three-quarter mark that it was over.
I was feeling too good to really worry about tomorrow.
You were drinking
the following day.
Yeah, because of the drinking?
Yeah.
You had a few, right?
Big mistake trying to hang with AJ.
It was like bottomless wine.
And whiskey.
Three different. Yeah, I only had the one whiskey, though.
You did that just to piss AJ off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, with the whole Diet Coke thing?
Yeah, AJ hilarious. Said that the whiskey was so good, he even got the owner to agree with him, that the last thing you'd ever want to do is ruin it by pouring in Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So Barry said, you won't tell me how to order my drink, sir.
Yeah.
And he put Diet Coke
in it. What was it called? Whistle Pig? It was good.
I don't know what you got.
He let me. He had a little bit left, and he gave me kind of his last drink without any, you know, just straight whiskey, straight bourbon, and it was really good. But yeah, I just did it to piss him off because I always drink my whiskey with Diet Coke, so I had to do that just to piss him off. But the wine was good. The lady that was doing the wine pairings, I am not a wine fan at all. And I was surprised at how good it was. Like, it lets you know that people that know what they're doing and a really good wine can convert anybody. Because if I were to sit down and have a steak, I'm not having wine with it. I'm just not. But the stuff that she brought was ridiculous.
Yo, so. the whole night was fantastic.
It was fancy. Uh-oh, did the Astros
just give up a run?
Home
run.
Damn it.
Polino just gave up a home run, but other than that, all Astros early, 4-1 in the third.
This is the last game of the series, right?
Yes,
between these three? Yeah, so this is found money anyways, 4-1. It's whatevs.
Well,
it's way back Wednesday today.
I know.
Fellas.
Thanks to you changing the topic.
Joel's mad. I didn't change it. I provided it because no one else spoke up.
I forgot to hit send before I left the house. That's never a good thing.
Yeah, what was your idea?
Pre-1980s has to start with a vowel.
The song or the
artist has to start with a vowel.
All he had in mind was ABBA.
That's incorrect. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Ohio Players.
He had ABBA. That's it. He just wanted to play some ABBA.
This is not true.
Just to have it a reason to have them played so he could be like, oh,
ABBA,
yeah.
Not ABBA.
That's the only reason I chose them was for Way Back Wednesday. Knowing damn well he's got the greatest hits on his Zune.
Yesterday and last night, and I saw in his front seat ABBA's Greatest Hits CD.
Oh, is that the case?
I knew he was prepared.
Are you going to just flip that on him right away?
Sure. Because it's ABBA.
I don't even listen to CDs anymore.
I know, right?
I don't even
have CDs.
Who
the hell would have a CD in their car?
I listen to music through my phone, radio.
Joel's like, I saw that record on your record player.
Yeah, I did.
I saw that 8-track in the pull-out 8-track that you had, Nick.
8-track.
What was your favorite thing about last night?
Oh, the company.
The company?
Oh, just the people that were there.
Well, that's just
warm
the dumbest.
That's just
the
biggest
stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'll say this because all the steak was great, but the underrated thing of last night was the dessert trays.
You're a liar, first of all.
Why?
Because you're bagging on Nick for not eating his food, but at least he ate it the way it's supposed to be eaten.
What?
Which is medium rare.
Oh, yeah. I was not going to be that guy last night.
Joel is in there eating $55 an ounce steaks and having it cooked medium well.
I've been through that before.
I said I normally do medium well, but I had him do medium for me, and they did it. There's nothing wrong with
it.
The owner was bothered.
Why? Because I don't conform.
When did he,
right. The owner and the chef both said that's not a problem, and they did it.
His face said everything, though, because it was like, everyone likes it medium rare, right? And Joel's like, actually.
I should conform to
I'd like mine
whatever
medium
you
well.
Guys think is the right way
and
to do it.
And you might as well have said, I want to put ketchup and A1 sauce on
See,
it.
I
because
knew you were going to get all this. I was looking at AJ. I'm like, AJ's about to blow up on Joel
well,
right
you
now.
You seen Dell, because Dell.
That dude's face, the owner's face when Joel said medium well, he was like, what?
Dell actually wanted to do well, medium well as well.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And then he decided that there was pressure at the table because he saw your faces, so he wouldn't do it. And I told Nick, and I checked with Dell today. I looked across the table a couple times. There was that really uncomfortable chew going on, like he was trying to swallow it without chewing it. And I go, Dell, you weren't digging the rare. And he goes, some of it was a little too rare. And I'm like, yeah, I could see it in your face. You weren't.
Man's game. That's how you eat a steak. again. But Joel's favorite thing, he says dessert tray, he's lying. You're a liar.
I'm asked my opinion, but I should ask the king to just tell me what
you're
my opinion
is. You're a
liar.
You know what your favorite thing was.
What are you going to say, the hash browns?
Yes! That was your favorite thing, was the hash browns. They were good.
The hash browns were great, but the dessert tray was great.
But yeah, the dessert tray was really good, but when they asked for what do you guys want, Joel was like, hash browns, bring more hash browns. They were good, though. But and the owner even said that's his favorite thing. That's why they serve a dish with steak. That's why they serve it.
I think that's the whole reason why they have hash browns.
Because the owner. Yeah, because he loves hash browns.
He said he's a big
Joel just needed an excuse to get ketchup so he could sneak some onto his steak.
There was never any ketchup on my steak, Mr. Bob Uecker over here.
You're a lie.
Never put ketchup on my steak, and Nick even saw it because I pointed it out to him.
But by the way, should we tell people? Oh, we told them, right? Male-female duos.
Now it's male-female duets.
Yeah, it had to be. That's what I said in the email. Male-female duets prior to 2000.
What did you do, Joel?
Yeah, what did you do?
I'm not telling until it's my turn because this is all screwed up.
No, it's not. The email was very clear. This is a great song.
From your favorite movie.
No one puts baby in a corner.
From your favorite movie.
Sing it, Joel.
Hey, ESPN 97.5, where you can reach us all show long, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line. You can text us, you can call us, or you can hit us up on Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We love your participation, so we would love to hear you throughout the show. Give us topics you might want to talk about. We've got a full list to get to, and a whole lot of fun stuff as well. So please join us along the way as we're just getting started, all the way till 4, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, wait, that's baby making music.
It's actually a great song.
Yeah. Some sexing going on up in here.
Not up in here, but...
Up in here.
Up in her? Nick doesn't remember much about the end of last night.
No, how did you make it home?
Was I that bad?
I guided him as much as possible.
I drove myself. I didn't even follow you, honestly.
But I'm on the phone with him, and I'm like, Nick, did you turn left or right? I go, did you turn right there? And he's like, oh, no, I see you. Yeah, I turned. I'm like, all right, well, I'm guiding you to the highway now.
Really?
I don't think it was that bad. I just think Joel might have heard me slur a word or two.
A few.
Hey, fellas. I really enjoyed all this chicken. What? What?
It wasn't that bad at all.
I tell you what, this is the fanciest Whataburger I've ever been in.
So my drink of choice, the first drink, I went with the scotch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What'd you get?
Glenlivet.
Yeah.
And I got the cheap. I was like shy to get the, you know, like the 18-year, 25-year age. It was like $67. I got the like much cheaper. But boy, even the cheaper.
Pour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Real good.
Nice.
Yeah. That
AJ likes his a little bit more harsh. That was a bit.
But the thing
really,
was,
you didn't like it, that whistle
you were trying to stick with AJ, and that was a problem.
No, I love Glenlivet. I always order Glenlivet. That's just full. Like I always order it neat. I always drink
I thought
it.
You also started with the one that he started with that he was giving Barry a hard time.
No, the whistle pig. No. He
went with the rye. He went with something different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you also were pressured into eating something.
Oh, yeah.
You caved.
Well, I didn't want to. Oh, AJ. Yeah, I caved to AJ. Yeah, that's right. Because AJ was all over me about it.
He wouldn't shut up about it.
He's like, dude, it's worth going hell over. Just try it.
Yeah, there was some bacon that they brought out.
Really
was
good bacon, man.
Yeah, and AJ would not leave him alone about it. Yeah, and so they also brought out lamb bacon, which was crazy good. If I'm going to have bacon... I like all kinds of bacon, but that I've never had lamb bacon. That was insane. I didn't even know that existed.
Two bacons and the hash browns that they had, you could have had any kind of eggs or any kind of other things you wanted, but that would have been all-world breakfast.
Yeah, with the hash browns?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. some range.
All the sides were fantastic. Yep. I initially skipped on the spinach. I tried it from Raheel. I tried it afterwards, and it was pretty good. The mashed potatoes, the souffle.
The mushrooms were fantastic.
Yeah.
I skipped on the mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
Somebody wants to know what the restaurant is called. B&B Butchers.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It's over off Washington. And then
on Twitter at BB Butchers.
Yeah. And somebody had the question, did Nick enjoy Kobe's beef in his mouth? I think so. I think he did.
I did enjoy
it. It was melting your mouth, wasn't it, Nick?
It's fantastic meat in my mouth.
That's exactly how they bill it, though.
You're getting killed for the well done. People are saying you could have just gotten beef jerky from a gas station.
Right, and I didn't get well done.
Well, you got medium well, which is the same thing.
No, he didn't even do medium well. He just did medium.
Now you're changing the story. You were there, Nick.
I don't know what he actually did, but you did say medium well.
Right. Yeah. They said, how do I normally eat it? I said, eat medium well. He goes, we'll do medium. I'm fine with that.
I don't believe that's the case.
I didn't hear that either.
Yeah. I said, no matter what I said, I'm shocked that you wouldn't agree with
me. A lot of people are saying you should have just had beef jerky.
And a lot of people can jerk their beef for all I care.
Joel seems like the guy who puts butter after jelly on his toast.
See?
What?
As I told Salisbury,
butter after jelly.
If you ain't put it in your pie hole, then don't worry about it. As long as you get it how you like it, then be happy. But if you're worried about how I get it, how I like it, then you got too much time on your hands.
All right, I know what we want to talk about for the whole show. The fact that he likes his steak well done, because he is livid. The whole show, we're talking about well done steak. The entire show.
Oh, man, right now.
You said medium well, you got medium well.
Yeah.
I said medium well, but they went, Tommy, the chef, would not do medium well on those cuts of beef. He said, we'll do medium. And I said, okay, fine. And then if you go closer to the end of the piece, the cut of meat, it gets a little bit more well done. So that's what they were doing. I was fine with that. I'm not going to tell these guys that you have to do this a certain way because I'm here. I mean, they know what they're doing, so that's what happened. Roll with it.
It's kind of what happened. They made it was a piece of meat specifically made for you.
I love that he's grunting. He's like, I'm just proud you didn't put ketchup on it. That's the big thing. I was really worried that you were going to put ketchup on your steak, and then they would have asked us to leave. And so I'm glad that that didn't happen.
Remember when I said the best part of last night was the company? I lied. Let me make that very clear.
Oh, my gosh. That was a good time, though. That was fun.
And in the meantime, while we were having dinner, the Astros were doing it again.
Yeah, we missed the game. That sucks.
Yeah, and I'm listening to it on the way to the restaurant, and Fires gives up two in the first, walking an infield single after having the bases loaded, and I'm like, oh, man, Fires again. But he settled down nicely, pitched himself into a win.
Would you say he did his job was well done or medium well done?
I think it's rare that I have a day where I can just peacefully coexist with you people, and today's not one of them.
What do you mean, you people?
You know exactly what I mean. The two that wouldn't be having my back if there was a brawl in the middle of the baseball field.
I would totally get
your back.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Go down swinging.
I was just waiting. When he said Astros, I was like, yes. I'm going to figure out how to work well done into the conversation all day because Nick said he wanted to. Mm-hmm. I haven't even looked at a box score from last night yet.
Well,
I have not.
Altuve was on fire again with a multi-hit game. You know, Altuve has never had a game in Minnesota where he didn't get a hit.
Really? 13, is that true?
13 games in the Twin Cities, 13 hits. I mean, I'm sorry, not 13 hits, but at least one hit in all 13 games.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good on the road. That's a nice stadium, by the way. I've actually been to that stadium.
Yeah, it's right next to the basketball arena, too.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So this is found money. So what are they going to do against the Rangers? Is this over? Are they burying them? Is it done?
Well, the pitching matchup set up nicely for
them.
To have Keuchel and McCullers started off for you is good. I think it's do or die time in Arlington. I think that, again, after they got hot there for a while, everybody was like, oh, the Rangers are closing the gap. It's going to be a race. You know, by the All-Star break, it's really going to be something. And the Astros have just blown it wide open again. And for the Rangers, if they really want to get back into it, the pressure's all on them.
Yeah, they're 3-7 over their last 10.
After both teams were 9-1 over
at
the
10 point.
Previous.
Yeah, and the Astros are 8-2. So, yeah, they've lost quite a bit of ground. They're 11 back, tied with the Angels for second place in the division. If the Astros sweep, it's done.
No question.
I mean, but taking 2 out of 3 really only gains you one game.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, still going down 12 And, you know, it, since it's a divisional game, those are even bigger if you can win two out of three again. So I just want to see them go and win the series. They don't have to win all three. But I think if they win the series, then you could pretty much count the Rangers out.
And I looked the other day when we were talking about the 11-run eighth inning.
Uh-huh.
And where, so that was one run shy of their all-time record for most runs in an inning. And it was the first time in the seventh inning on that they had ever come back from a 6-plus run deficit. They were 0-659.
Damn.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's,
when we talk about it might be their year and special things, those are the kind of special things we're talking about when it's, again, appreciate what you're seeing right now, people. There's too many people that are nitpicking. This team has the best record in baseball, and it doesn't matter at what point in the season. The playoffs will get here soon enough. But just ride the wave and really, really appreciate what you got going on the baseball field here.
Even crazier than that, if you look at some of the numbers, mm-hmm. the fact that the Dodgers are a plus 87 in runs scored versus runs allowed, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, and they were doing that, and they just now overtook the Rockies for first place in that division. But they were doing that from the second or third spot in that division for a while. But a plus 87 is still better than the Astros, who are a plus 79.
Yep.
So the Dodgers are playing insane baseball.
Yeah, and there's a team that there's a team that gives you the perfect example of why you need to appreciate the regular season.
Yeah.
Because they load up, they ride the wave through the regular season, and then they crap the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the Astros don't do that. And we've talked about the need still for a starting pitcher, but man, enjoy what they're doing, because offensively, yeah. It's crazy that people don't even like blink an eye when they get down a couple of runs now, because they know how potent that offensive lineup is.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to step away for a quick break. When we come back, plenty more to get to. Some controversy at the French Open, though most people don't care about tennis. Uh-huh. This one was a little interesting, to say the least. We're still waiting for the finals to start. That's Thursday night.
Jeez. I'm kind of over it now.
I mean, I've had so many people call me even this morning, including Barry Warner, going, Joel, why don't they start it right after the last series, Joel? I don't understand. I go, well, it's called TV ratings. And when ABC gets involved, they can only run the games in primetime when it's not affecting their regularly scheduled big-time programming. So that's why they got to do it.
I'm like, literally,
and
like,
it is awful.
We could move on now.
Yeah, the time that has passed seems like summer's already started and we're waiting for the NBA draft. All right, but we got plenty to talk about. If you got something on your mind, please let us know. Share with us. Social media is always welcomed, as well as text messages and calls. 713-780-ESPN. We're the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Ryan.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Take us home, Barry.
Oh, Dolly and Kenny, Islands in the Stream.
You knew that, right, Nick?
Have you ever heard this song,
no,
Nick?
I did not.
Never. You've never heard this song?
Nope.
God, what a terrible, miserable life you live.
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss.
I don't feel like I've missed much. Honestly.
No?
It requires a
dedication.
Yeah, I don't feel very upset right now. I don't know why.
You don't know why? Or you know damn well?
Don't know why.
They talk about making love in a stream. What's wrong with that? Come on, man. What's wrong?
You're feeling this jam.
Huh?
Your momentum just...
This first never songs had momentum.
The first three songs had some momentum.
No. I don't care what you say. You'll never take away my love of Dolly Parton.
Just a second. Is that for her extensive song collection?
The what?
Is that for her extensive...
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Name your top five Dolly songs.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Islands in the Stream.
Well, it's really not hers. It's a duet, but okay.
Well, she's singing
she
on
takes
it, Joel.
50% of it. All right.
I'm out. That's all I got is two.
But you love her.
I love her to death. Oh, I Will Always Love You. 3. Boom. Suck it, Joel.
I Will Always Love You.
You know what?
You.
That was a job well done. Yeah. She's the one that sang that, not Whitney. She sang it first. That's right. You didn't know that, did you?
You didn't have five.
You didn't know that. I named three. I think that's good enough.
No, it's not.
That's pretty impressive.
Judge and jury can make that call.
Lenny wanted you to know that, like the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals drama is a little bit overdone. Dun, dun.
I see what he did there. It was really clever and cute, and you should go back to your job.
It's good times.
All right, so what else you got on your agenda there today, Barry?
Nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. What agenda? I don't have an agenda.
Besides your text messages, because at least I've found a way to keep them deflected off of the animosity towards you recently.
What? No, yeah. Oh, trust me, I still get plenty. I read the ones yesterday where the guy told me, the one I had to block.
Yeah?
That guy, he's still blocked.
He's not happy about it either.
I don't care. It's whatevs.
Okay. All right, so we talked Astros. They're playing right now. They've given up another run. Polino's got two on, two out. Astros up 4-2 in a day game, a matinee, if you will, in the Twin Cities before they head to Arlington to take on the Rangers. Bob wants to get in here. Bob's an Astros fan. He wants to talk about Astros breaking records. Bob, what's up?
Hey, guys. I heard talking about, Astros breaking the ball club record with a win yesterday, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, they may tie a major league ball record if they win today with the most wins in a month.
Really?
Yes.
I'm
driving, so I can't look that up.
But, was it? I believe 21 going into today.
Right, but if they win today, they tie that record, don't they?
That we'd have to look up, but. Don't think that I disagree with you. 21 out of a 31-day month with a couple days off is pretty impressive.
It's not too bad.
Not too bad, but I think if they win today, it'd be 22, and I think that ties a record. But now, like I say, I'm driving, and I can't look it up.
I'm looking right now. Games won record, single season games won most in a month in the AL was the 1938 New York Yankees. They won 28 games.
28 games? Okay.
28. Well, the New York Giants in the NL in 1916 won 29.
That's a hell of a month, by the way.
That's a pretty damn good month.
It sounds like they ran the table.
They lost five, so there were some doubleheaders going on.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Astros are doing great. Go Stros, that's about all I can say.
Go Stros,
Bob. What's your biggest surprise in the season?
All right, guys, I'll listen to y'all. I'll get off, so I'm driving.
Okay,
appreciate you, Bob.
What is, for all safety you guys, first. I was thinking about it last night, biggest surprise this season? Thing that's impressed you or surprised you the most?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
I think the starting pitching for me, just because of the fact there were so many question marks, that they've stepped up. Even Peacock in a spot start.
Yeah.
Marwin isn't a surprise.
Marwin's a big one. Yep.
But the bullpen has pitched really well.
With the exception,
dude, they had the most strikeouts.
They had some sort of record
where they were averaging like 11-9 for the month or something like that.
Trust Tony Sipp. I still got problems trusting Giles.
Yeah, well, the bullpen is pitching really well. Go look at like the numbers. They'll show you. Yeah, they're blowing a few games, but everybody does. I mean, everybody's bullpen lets them down. It's just how frequently do you stop the bleeding? There hasn't had to been a closer role change. Everyone's got their slot. So, I mean, but you're right. The starting pitching, Dallas Keuchel to me, I think is the biggest. The starting pitching as a whole, but the one player that I think they needed to perform like he's performing in order for them to be successful is doing that, and that's Dallas Keuchel. Marwin Gonzalez has kind of found money for me because he's a backup. You know what I mean? He's a bench player that's letting your starters get rest, and you don't really miss anything when he's in the lineup. He's there for when injuries, if Correa, has to miss a couple of games or a week or whatever. That's big, but Dallas Keuchel going out there every fifth day, and you just feel like they're going to win. And they are right now because, he's 8-0?
Yeah.
So
it should be 9-0.
Yeah. I would say to me, his performance, they needed it and they're getting it and they're kicking ass.
Yeah, without question. So, I mean, it's interesting. And I think the greatest thing is just the recognition for the city of Houston and the Stros overall to say the national media keeps saying they're the best team in baseball.
Well, they are. I mean, the record.
I mean, I know the record states that, but you know, critics are going to say, well, they got a great record right now, but I still find holes here and there and everything. But to hear these people just rave about them on and on. And again, to see the offense step up, we went over and over again before the season how bad 5-9 was a year ago. And now, like Altuve said last night again, you just have to tip your cap that, yeah, he and Correa are getting hits, but they're getting hits and getting RBIs because the guys at the bottom of the lineup are getting on base and doing what they need to do to preserve innings and get things rally started.
Yeah. Just the Chip has a good point, too. He said the Astros strikeouts have to be the most surprising. They really are. They're not a team that strikes out. And this team 2 years ago.
Oh, at bat strikeouts. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and I think pitching, too. But, I mean, yeah, if you look at bats, I think they're towards the bottom in strikeouts. So, but maybe he did mean pitching. I don't know. But they're not striking out like they used to. The fact that Chris Carter and Jason Castro aren't on this team anymore, they're making contact.
Yeah.
The whole lineup, you don't worry about them making contact. I feel like, I mean, Gurriel might be the guy to me that strikes out the most, but I'd have to go look at the numbers, but it feels like it.
You're not feeling him lately.
I'm not. I know I mentioned him a couple times now.
Yeah.
He's the one guy right now that I think is not living up to what he should be able to do, but that's all right. Because it's weird the way that baseball works. Like right now, Gurriel is struggling, right? But the rest of the team is playing out of their mind and they're playing well. And what's going to happen is at some point, this team is going to regress a little bit, and they're all going to struggle. And that's the time when you'll see Gurriel probably pick it up and start hitting. And, you know, you hear about, oh, wow, he's really carrying this team. I could see that happening at some point during the season where some of the bats cool off, but Gurriel heats up, and it feels like he's carrying the team. In the past, like when Colby Rasmus would do it. He wouldn't do it for the whole season, but for about a month, month and a half, every time you looked up, Colby Rasmus was doing something, or, you know, or even Jake Marisnyk 2 years ago. Had a month and a half to start the season where he really carried him. So I could see that happening with Gurriel. He just needs to do it.
I was going to say, we were talking about Altuve in the first month of the season because he got off to a slow start. Now he's just ripping the cover off the ball. And it's kind of like the ebbs and flows of a major league season. A lot of it goes with individuals as well. They get hot. They cool off. Gurriel started the season really well, hitting well, you know, well, leading the American League in hitting for a while.
Yeah.
And he's cooled off. But again, you look at what Gurriel's been able to do in making the move to first base and at least start off hot. And then, as Nick said, what Marwin's doing all season so far has been just fantastic.
You think he should be an all-star?
It's a difficult thing for me. You know, he's a utility guy. There's no doubt that if, you know, between now and the end of voting, if he continues to hit for power and average and RBIs, you can't ignore him. But I think I don't think he's going to start anywhere. I think he would be someone that, you know, he's an add-on for the bench. But it depends really on how many Astros get in, too, because the list is going to be long. If they continue to have the best record in baseball, you're going to have several selections from that team on that All-Star team to be fair. But at the same time, the new rule is you got to have one guy from each team.
Well, that's not a new rule. They've always had that.
Well, but I'm just saying it's been recent that they've really...
Yeah, they've had that rule for a while now. Back when the Astros were losing 100 games, they still had to have somebody on the team.
They still had one.
Yeah.
Right, but it never... it hasn't always been that way. And I think that hurts the Astros. Because, I mean, you could have Keuchel. You and I have talked about the fact that Correa or Lindor.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, when I... again, this, I don't know, it was beginning of May or whatever, but I said that this could be the best team in baseball at the break and not have a starter.
Absolutely right.
And it still could be the case.
Absolutely right.
Bregman's not going to start at third. Correa, nope. Correa and Lindor, it's going to be a tight race. Cano and Altuve, but I don't even think Altuve. I mean, Castro has been playing really well for the Yankees, and they're doing well.
Springer's going to get left out for the popularity contest.
Yep.
In the outfield.
I said Betts is probably going to get that along with Trout and Judge. Yeah. So
Trout might not be able to play with his thumb.
Well, he's going to get the vote though, so that might help Springer.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah,
McCann,
first base,
and he's platooning with Gattis.
I mean, first base, and Gurriel's not making it.
No.
So. Yeah, you might see a couple of pitchers, and if the Astros don't get Correa, you may not see a starter.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't it?
Best record in baseball, and you wouldn't see a starter.
Nope.
Who'da thunk? All right, we'll continue to roll on as Wayback Wednesday continues to roll on. Barry's first hour is just full of baby-making music.
This is the best.
Oh, Diana and Lionel.
I know Richie has some good songs. I think he gets slept on sometimes.
I think so,
people
too.
People forget the Commodores lead singer version of Lionel Richie as well.
Did Springer just hit a home run? Because I'm getting a lot of Springer Dinger tweets right now.
Yeah, 5-2.
Oh, my God.
You know where he hit it? To Galveston. The usual suspects. We'll be right back. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Another good one, Barry.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Never go wrong with Marvin Gaye.
No doubt.
Or Lionel Richie.
I agree with both. We were talking about this last night at dinner. Interesting story, and it's taken another twist today, but in Stanley Cup Finals Game 1, normally in hockey, the octopus is thrown on the ice. There's a lot. There's hats for hat tricks. Mm-hmm. But the Nashville Predators have made it their thing to throw catfish. So Game 1 in Pittsburgh, they basically get together. I don't know if it was the city and the government or just the actual fish markets, but they decided anybody trying to buy catfish leading up to Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals needed to show identification, and if they were from Tennessee, they were not going to be allowed to purchase. True story.
Okay.
All to prevent catfish from being thrown on the ice for the Penguins Game 1. Start of the second period, Game 1, a catfish finds its way onto the ice.
Uh-oh.
Now, it gets worse. So the camera zooms in on it. Half of it looks to be missing. It looks to be kind of mashed up. It's cut open. And it really, and even the Sports Center, Lindsay Zarniak was just like, oh my God. It was like, so it turns out that they arrested the guy who did it, saying that he violated, I mean, I can give you the exact charges, but he was charged $350 on a misdemeanor. Jacob Waddell from Nolensville, Tennessee. Disorderly conduct, possessing instruments of crime, and disrupting meetings and processions by throwing a catfish on the ice during the Stanley Cup Finals. $350 fine. Okay? Now.
Well, first question. Are they gonna do that to everybody that throws a hat on the ice in that same arena if the home team, a player gets a hat trick?
Evidently not. Evidently because they're using
it. That seems like a
dead fish.
Well,
I don't know, but again, the question would become: would you, if you threw the octopus?
Yeah,
you know, would that lead to the same thing? But here's the interesting thing: how we got to the point of getting fish from point A to point B.
Yeah, how'd you get it in?
Let me tell you something.
Smuggled it.
This
in
is
your
where
butt.
You're going to enjoy yourself. All right.
Uh-oh.
So he paid $350 for a pair of upper level tickets to the game, then bought an entirely too big, in his own words, catfish. At a Tennessee market, sprayed it down with Old Spice cologne, threw it in a cooler, and hit the road to Pittsburgh. On Monday night before Game 1, he filleted the fish at a relative's house, cut out half of its spine, ran it over with his truck several times in an attempt to flatten it to conceal it. He then stashed the fish over his underwear, but under a pair of compression shorts that he was also wearing, and then under his baggy shorts. He entered the arena, staked out a lower bowl section where he could heave the catfish over the glass, and sure enough, during a stoppage of play, he made the move. He thought, man, wouldn't it be awesome to get to go to that game? And then, like an ignorant redneck, I thought, wouldn't it be awesome to throw a catfish on the ice at this game? He got caught. He got fined. But he's now the hero of everyone in Nashville and the state of Tennessee. Carrie Underwood, whose husband plays for the Predators, Mike Fisher, tweeted her approval, called him my hero. There is a GoFundMe page to pay for the ticket. And just in, the people in Pittsburgh in law enforcement have decided to throw away the ticket this morning.
So they decided not to.
Yeah, after all the heat they were taking in the media, they decided, okay, maybe we went too far, okay. And they rescinded the ticket.
Good. Because, again, other people are going to throw things out there.
But would you go through all that?
No, that's dedication to something that's really, really stupid.
Dude, how are you going to smell?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't understand why he would think that, you know what, this is my moment. This is my time to shine. Let me put this catfish over my junk.
After it's been dipped in Old Spice and run over by a truck.
It just like, I don't understand what goes through people's minds. How was this at any point ever something that a sane grown man goes, yeah, I need to make this happen.
Yeah.
I need to do this. I really need to get this catfish on the ice.
It is one of the most unique traditions in sports.
You say you unique.
Strange,
I say dumb.
Stupid.
I mean, I don't know. I'm amazed that they allow it to happen, one, to be able to throw things on the ice. Could you imagine in baseball?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and the other night, and again, I also saw an E60 this weekend on PK Subban, who is one of the best players in the NHL and happens to be African-American. And when he was playing in Boston in a playoff series a couple years ago, had a goal that ended up being the game winner. And while they were celebrating, people were just hurling full bottles of water and beers and everything onto the ice. And you're like,
well, that's because you've set the precedent. You've let them throw things.
Man.
And they're like, well, I can throw a squid. Why can't I throw a bottle of water?
What air freshener is getting that smell out of your truck on the way home?
None.
Old Spice and Yankety Catfish.
Oh, you might say that was dumber than the 3-point hook shot. You know what? If it would have went in, I was a hero.
Jeez.
Don't worry about it, OU Mike. All texting, no tweeting. Said, I love that Sean and John were making fun of Joel's steak order during their show.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you know that, Nick?
Oh, yeah, I did.
You didn't? Oh, you did? You heard it?
I knew because then I asked Dell, and Dell said, I said to him off the air, because Dell was again talking too about the fact that he stomached some rare that was too rare, and Salisbury was giving me hell down the hallways, and I'm like, okay, so again, and Salisbury goes, great point. When I said, if it ain't going through your pie hole and into your gullet, then why are you worried about how I like my steak as long as you get yours how you like? And he went, you know what? Good point.
He said, just remind, this is all texting, no tweeting, the last part of his text said, just remind Joel that guys like to make fun of the people they like.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I wish I felt that about certain people, but at the same time, I'll move on.
Somebody said the Astros games can get super expensive. I believe that. He said they sat in the club, $224, $70 a seat. I got two, $20 Uber drive, four $8 beers, and a $14 margarita. Well, now I see why you're drinking all that drink.
Well,
bro, you got to get the one soda with a refill, and then that's it. And then you take that cup, and you can go fill it up with water, water fountain.
And as it is, you're right, the drinks, for the profit margin, they're killing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Each drink costs about a nickel, and they're making what, $4.55 a drink? For the sodas.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah.
The souvenir soda is like $8.50.
For the alcoholic beverages.
Yeah. It's like $9.
They're rolling.
$12. We got this text from Vince that says Barry needs a face punch. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you, Vince. That's nice of you. Much appreciated.
Carry on with your day, Vince.
See? Yeah. That's good times. Thanks, Vince.
Like Carlos Correa just
when we went to Shake Shack, Nick, that beer that you got was a draft beer. And it was $9, right?
Correct.
For a draft beer in a plastic cup.
That's ridiculous.
And then for a dollar extra, they'll sell you this cup that you can take with you.
For the same draft beer.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. It's $9 for like the regular, you know, throwaway clear plastic. And then the dollar extra one is really a cup that looks like a throwaway, feels like a throwaway, but it's one that you can...
When you put it in the dishwasher, all the ink and color design disappears.
Yeah, it looks like a very cheap cup.
I just don't understand how I would love to see people just say, you know what, we're not buying this anymore. We're not going to do it.
But how else would they keep track of the schedule?
Highway robbery.
That's the only way they keep track of the schedule.
The internet is free.
Their cup, man. They got to have that cup to know when the Stros play at home.
No.
And their refrigerator magnet.
Everyone out there to stop drinking at Astros games. Yeah, right. Houston, Texas is never going to happen. I just think that's just crazy. I don't know why they have to do that.
I don't know why I got surprised when I, like, 2-3 weeks ago when I went as a fan and I ordered a double. And it was like 18. I don't know why I was surprised when
I'm surprised it was under $20.
17, 18. I was like, I immediately regretted it.
What'd you get a double
of? I think it was either Jack or Crown or something
like that. Where was this
at? Literally right behind where we were.
At the
at that bar?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you got a double crown at an Astros game?
Yeah,
what,
like
are you
double,
rich?
Double crown. I was like, whatever.
He's
I'm in
rolling
the mood.
It, bro. He's making radio money.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Stacking that
you know
cheddar.
Where it's worse? The big Sequoia, baby.
And the
if
Rockets?
You, yeah, and if you get one of those passes to the Lexus Lounge or when they have
they
all
look
that.
Nice.
And they got the top shelf. But boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, you better have an expense account.
$18. How much does a bottle of Crown cost? $25?
Oh, they
$50 maybe?
They've made their money off one sale,
for
sure.
I'd probably say between late 20s and high and mid-30s for a good bottle of Crown.
Yeah, right? I'm trying to think because my wife just always brings me a new bottle. I haven't bought a bottle of Crown in a while. But I want to say, let's just round it out. Let's just say it's $40.
If you do straight, the regular Crown, not Crown Black.
Yeah, not Crown Black, Crown Reserve. Just a bottle of Crown, which is what they're serving
like
at the Astros game. You paid $18 for two shots from that bottle. So you almost paid for half a bottle of Crown.
Correct.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
You're stupid. I don't know why
you
would do that.
Did you not pay for high-priced alcohol when we went to the...
I didn't.
That's a part of the...
I didn't.
You didn't?
Nope.
Not one purchase.
I don't remember it.
I didn't notice a beer in your hand, did
you
I?
You bought that.
I would that if it,
I did buy
this.
I totally forgot.
Know.
I totally forgot.
Yeah, you bought that.
Yeah, that was dumb on
and
my part.
And then what did I buy? A soda with a refill.
Loser. You go to the game. You order all this food. You don't order alcohol.
Wait, you bought him a beer?
Yeah. Yeah,
I was trying to buy the
what
first
the hell's
round.
What's wrong with you?
He's my bitch.
Oh. And we're the usual suspects.
Oh,
we'll
now you're going to go to break like that.
97.5.
Hate both of you.
ESPN 97.5.